All right, so check this out. It says for this ad spot, right?
What?
The second,
we got an ad spot.
The second,
who got an ad spot?
The second intro option is talk about the challenge of finding great talent and or the importance of finding great talent to a successful business.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
So we are going to be talking about that all episode of Young and Happy. We are going to be, we're going to get into all that, but really, that links us right back to ZipRecruiter, a fantastic sponsor that we are happy to have on board, and you should be happy to use them too, because with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus sites with just one click. Then, their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job, better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard.
They have a dashboard.
They sure do, friend. I'm glad you noticed those words that I said. That shows that you're paying attention.
2017 for you, dashboard.
Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can join ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Caleb. That's my name, Caleb.
That's my name. And are you embarrassed that they think that people will be more likely to find qualified candidates using my name?
They said, Rowan, do this ad read. You do the reading. Caleb will do the heavy listing of being name recognizable. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Caleb. One more time. Try for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Caleb. Caleb.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from the wow way we be.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I was living for the moment.
It's a hip hop. Here's a hip hop.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good. And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy.
Try.
All right.
Well, let me sing a song and you guys tell me what kind of vibes you think are in here today.
Okay.
Going to town. All right, that was it.
Heavy metal vibe today?
Heavy metal vibe today.
Damn, that's sick.
So, all right. Today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's also July 18th.
Right.
And there's a couple things going on in the music world.
Sure.
One of them is this podcast. This is yes. Young and Happy. It's Adam Ferrone. It's Caleb Presley. The new addition, Mr. Tex Dylan Stone.
What's poppin'?
Buddha Bin, the producer, super producer. Not so Buddha right now. And Mike the Bike, our intern. So what we basically have going on, if you haven't been able to keep track or you haven't seen it, is as any close team or brotherhood or relationship,
fraternal
family,
order,
right? There has sometimes you don't get along at all times with every party, and it has basically come to fruition that Buddha Ben and Mike the Bike hate each other's guts at this point. So we got them both in studio here, and we're going to squash it because there is no good that's going to come out of it for me, for Roan, for Buddha Ben, for Mike the Bike, or for Tex, or for Young and Happy, or for the listeners who shall not be named this time out of respect to their privacy.
Right.
Unless we just squash it. So this is the squash episode, and then the music episode. It's always a music show. And
so we're going to squash it like we're squashing a squash. Like we're taking a sledgehammer to the legume and fucking bursting this shit open. It's like we're airing out the dirty laundry. It's like the air is thick and it's smelling right, but we're bouncing to the left and sailing to the right because we're going to clear that air tonight. We're going to make sure that all of us can coexist in a young and happy environment because we've been lying to these people with our name of Young and Happy. And you know what? I just want to grow. I just want to grow, Tex.
You know, I want to apologize to the listeners because that's just not right, lying. So, let's let's leave that everything in the past.
On the record. That's Tex on the record. And we brought Tex in. Tex is not going to be a part of every show. He's going to be a part of every show, but he's not going to be featured in every show. But he has some wise counsel at times like these. So we wanted to make sure he was in here just in case he had some salient points, which I made all weekend. So.
You might have heard about it on Stool Scenes. You might have heard about it on the radio today. What you didn't hear was our producer Ben Fredette's perspective on this. So, Buddha Ben, would you like to lead off because you have been underrepresented as far as getting your opinion out there?
Thoughts.
Stroking the beard right now. Very thoughtful. You could
can
tell
you,
he's...
Hey, can you put in some thoughtful music for your own thoughts?
What's beef? Beef is when you need two cats to go to sleep. Beef is when your moms ain't safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you. Guaranteed to be in ICU. One more time, what's beef?
When the fuck everybody becomes so friendly too, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been that friendly, my nigga. I ain't never know the world to be that friendly, man. We ain't all friends, my nigga. I don't really fuck with niggas like that, man. When you see me, my nigga, don't even approach me, my nigga, because I ain't friendly like that, my nigga.
I've never worked with like a less appreciative, less respectful, and it's crazy. It's crazy because he was given a job over like 30 other interns who really were like very like professional, like people that had like great resumes, like didn't play computer games, and like they were like dying to work for Young and Happy. And we bring in this kid who, even from the jump, because I Skyped with Mike the Bike before. Or the day that I gave him, note that, the day that I gave him the job, Skype with him that night. And from the start, there were like red flags that obviously this kid has like ulterior motives, because he's like, when I'm not working for you guys or when I'm not doing work, can I like do other stuff, like make videos for this other YouTube page or like other like stuff like that? I'm like, yeah, and you can do that whenever you want, like at home. He's like, no, in the office. I was like, what do you mean in the office? And he was like, can I do stuff for, like, Dave and other people, like, when I'm not doing Young and Happy stuff? I'm like, you're always going to do Young and Happy stuff. Like, you're here as the Young and Happy intern. And just ever since he's gotten here, it's just been, like, disrespectful thing after disrespectful thing, and just, like, not getting out of the seat, putting his feet up on people's chairs, like, asking Pete for a hardwire to the internet so he can play computer games faster, like... Just bizarre things that you would just never see in, like, mind you, from someone who's trying to get a job. Things you wouldn't even see from a full-time employee at a job, you see from someone trying to get a job.
So that has bothered Buddha Ben to the point of it basically boiling over and people finding out about it. So we want you to have a chance to represent yourself.
Not even boiling over. Just Mike the Bike, like... asking YP to come film his little cartoon that he makes of me, and then pretty much getting in the Stool Scenes, and then having his...
Mike shaking his head, doing a thumbs down.
So what's your perspective? And keep in mind that Ben just put down a pretty like rational, thought out, not very mean take. So what is your response?
My response is... First of all, YP, I had no, like, I didn't know he was there.
Yeah, but you still make little wise-ass comments.
Okay, so what is your general, like, to everything he said, not just one specific point? What's your perspective?
With an eye towards squashing it. With an eye towards how it can be over.
When I did the interview.
What interview?
The Skype interview. I asked, like, if I can, like, edit videos on the side here. And that's because, like, I need the extra money.
You said in the office.
Yeah, in the office. I mean, a lot of people do, like, other stuff in the office.
Other companies?
Well, I'm...
Here, let Mike do his
thing. Well, like, I'm an intern here, and, like, I moved here from California, and, like, I need any money I can get.
Right.
So that's that, like...
Which we told you no to. We told you that while you're doing this job for this amount of hours, you can't. Just to clear that up.
So I just said that. I said that was a red flag. I said this was...
I'm not doing it at like 5 o'clock. I'm doing like most of the time when I'm editing, like,
so you are editing these videos,
yeah,
that he told you not to,
yeah, on the weekends.
But we're not talking about, no, he never said I have a problem with Mike the Bike on the weekends. So what,
no,
what's your?
I've been editing the videos on the weekends.
Okay, so it's not an issue because yeah. You're not working on the weekends. So fine, go ahead, continue.
And then it's just like I said, if I need to act corporate around, but I'll act corporate. But this is Barstool, like. It's not like any other company. Would you agree?
No. Yes, I would. I would agree with you that Barstool is not like any other company.
And then, like, I just like in my, I'll put my hand up. I got too comfortable. I would, like I said, like I wouldn't be doing this stuff in a real office job, but like I just got too comfortable. I got out of hand. But like, if you guys can see like the way he treats me every day after like he lost it.
What way did I treat you?
I mean,
and I listened to the radio today. Your explanation for how I treat you on the radio was when Ben comes behind me and sees me not working, he tells me to work, which is like the most like obvious thing that anyone
you can
ever
ask
would do.
All the interns, like you can bring them one by one from that table.
Just going to go and vouch for myself in that I don't think the interns have any credibility.
No, but they could see like how he's treating me and how.
What? Tell me how I'm treating you. I'm telling you to get worked on.
But even if that's the case, even if he's treating you like shit, you have to understand like your situation. You're an intern and everything. You just have to say yes, sir. Yes, sir. Keep your nose on the grindstone. Because whenever you do that, like yeah, he'll let you know about it. But whenever you do something good, everybody's going to let you know yeah. about that.
And his first week here, he goes. I ask him. I was like, "Are you working on so and so?" And he goes, "Don't micromanage me." This is someone who's been at a company for like
was,
3 days, and I like
that
I
was a literally, that was well, literally a joke.
No, they,
that you, wasn't like
it's like something an insane person
okay,
would
so,
say. Who's
so this is what I'm getting out of this. All right, this is what I'm getting. I'm getting that you don't like how producer Buddha Ben has been treating you. You feel like you're being micromanaged. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel like. It's just all the time.
Wait,
something.
Hang on. Can we just get like a bunch of sound effects right here? Because I feel like the episode's been dry as far as sound effects so far.
Damn, son.
All right, my bad. Go back to what you were saying.
Can we just get one more? Thanks. So what I'm thinking is that you don't like the feeling of being micromanaged. You don't like the feeling of like just can't.
He told John Kelly. Hey, listen, this is John Kelly telling me what's happening in after hours. Mike the Bike. Is A, asking John Kelly to retweet him from the main account. Like, can you retweet my meme from the main account? And then also tells him, he goes, I just want to be able to do what I want to do. I don't get why they make me do stuff. He goes, I just want to be able to do whatever I want. Like
can he
literally just doesn't want to do any work for us.
Rebuttal, Mike?
I told him to tweet that Nate meme account that was tweeted from Young and Happy.
No, he told me that you wanted him to retweet you from your personal account.
No, we can, regardless of like what he's saying, like you're not doing your job. If you're not doing our job, everyone's doing their jobs. And as like, you know, I really don't like the PMT guys, but to say that they're not good at what they do would be completely erroneous and just afactual. They are good. Their stats can prove it. My opinions on them, you know, that's, I can't argue with stats. So if the stats aren't to, like everyone's liking, then we're all failing. It's not just one person. We all are. We're all not doing our jobs.
The point is that I feel like I am doing my job. Have I like messed up or anything? Do you guys think so?
This is what I think. I said on radio today, I think you're doing a good job. I've told you that, right? Multiple times, right? Okay, so this is where the disconnect is. Ben wants to see Young and Happy grow. I think you hopefully do too. We all do. Ben thinks,
he doesn't. He wants to join part of my team.
Okay.
He literally just wants to join part of my team.
Okay. Well, he's going to be disappointed.
Like I said, when we started this conversation, the ulterior motives like were the biggest red flag to me. And I even voiced that to both of you. When I said to you guys, I was like, he asked me these questions about if he can do stuff for other people. And I was like, I don't know. It's a red flag. I feel like he doesn't want to work for Young and Happy. He somehow weaseled his way in.
We hired him.
All right. He's here. Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like if he had interviewed in person, I feel like we probably.
All right. Well, he's here, so we gotta figure out like how we can build this. We know that's not gonna change. I like Mike the Bike. I think he's doing the job that we asked to do. This is what I was gonna say though. Just because I ask for I say I need like 20 Instagrams to choose from a day, and we need a promo, and we need a social media, and you accomplish those tasks. And you've been, I think, honestly, like when, especially at the beginning, maybe now not so much, but I think he really wanted to see you
go above,
get,
and beyond.
Go above and beyond, and do great stuff and get hired full time.
I'm going to actually pull up the email where I accepted his job offer. I think this is a huge reflection of where me and Mike the Bike's relationship started and what he made it transpire to.
Okay. So, but what's the thing is, Mike, is that just because you do what's asked of you, and if someone sees you, feel like they see you slacking, like they might be like, yo, like you could do more. Like there's a bigger potential for you to do more. And if you just do your job, you're not going to be able to shine and break through and get that full-time hire. And I think that's where his frustrations are coming from.
Mike the Bike's original email, mind you, he emailed me directly for this job. My name is Michael Kuo, and I want to become a yacht intern, blah, blah, it goes on. I've become an awesome experience working. Oh, all right. I'd happily move to New York City to work in any capacity for Barstool. Caleb and Ron are two of my favorite personalities in Barstool, and it'd become an awesome experience working with directly with them. He wrote with twice. I'm also a big fan,
but thanks for the
I'm also a
earlier.
Big fan of your work, and noticed the quality of videos has gone up ever since you got hired. As right now, I can edit videos, blah, blah, and then he goes, there's still a lot I don't know about editing, and I hope under this internship and your guidance, I can pick up better skills and become a better editor. So he was pretty much saying, I want to learn from you until starting here, and then telling me not to micromanage him.
All that is correct. Like, I'll admit, like, you're probably the best editor, cameraman here in Barstool, but
that takes a lot to say.
No, like,
shouldn't go unnoticed.
I said that so many times, like, to people, like, he's probably the best editor and cameraman in Barstool, but probably got a bad attitude, in my opinion. And it just, I would say, like, his workload, he's working, like, a lot. He's probably taking it off on me. I feel like that might be happening, too.
Taking it out on you?
Because he's working so much.
Yes.
All right, well, listen.
Hold on. Here's my response. Hey, Michael, we're all very impressed by your work. You are clearly our first choice for the job. Our only concern is your living arrangement. But like we said during the interview, if you prove yourself this summer, then I think your chances of getting a full-time position would be high. I obviously can't promise you anything since that's not my position to do so. But from what I have seen while working at Barstool is that if you can prove yourself to be an asset, then you get hired. So as you can see, I was very...
Everyone's clear.
Like, yo,
it's all clear.
Mike, you can do this. I was very... I would say when Mike started the first week, I was the easy one on him, and you, or at least you, Caleb, were the hard one. Because he would, I'd be like, yo, can you do something? And you were the one being like upset, like, oh, he doesn't have enough Instagrams. And yeah, I was the one like, no, give him a break.
I've been tough. I've been tough on
so
Mike
it kind of flipped.
I've continued to be tough on Mike the Bike. I've tough on him today. He came over today. He's like, I feel like I've sent you enough Instagrams. And we had a talk today. Because I want to see Young and Happy grow to be as big as it can be. And there's dirty work that needs to be done. And when we got an intern, the intern was to do the dirty work. Mike the Bike knew that, knows that, and will continue to know that. You're also very talented at making animations, which you've done. And we want to see you get to be as big as you possibly can be. However, this is the problem, is that Producer Ben is your superior. And so whether you like him, you think he's toxic, you think he's eats snacks, whatever it is, okay, he's technically above you, right? And if you want to come in and learn from somebody, you don't say, I don't like you. Because listen, we didn't bring you in to be a content guy. If you were a content guy, and now you're in content, and it's kind of the nature of the beast, but we brought you in and we're very clear, that, you know, behind the scenes, and we need you to help us on the social fronts. We said we were going to need you to help us get guests, which we have taken the focus off of. But we said it's going to be stuff that's going to be thankless work that's going to be behind the scenes. So you don't go to any job as a behind-the-scenes guy and then talk bad to your boss or so on and so forth. Ben, from my perspective, I think you've been a little tough on Mike the Bike. And I think at first it was out of love. And you wanted to see him grow, and then you were kind of messing with him, and then...
At first, Ben loved Mike the Bike more than anybody.
It's facts.
I thought that...
You're sending us selfies from the bar. I
brought this kid to happy hour. He said he didn't want to go to happy hour. I said, Mike, come socialize.
Yeah, so I think you used to love him.
Back in the day, everybody was getting along.
And who else was in that crew that went to happy hour?
It was me, Tex, and Mike, and I think Trent.
Exactly. So that's my point.
Let's get back to yesterday.
So Texas is there too.
The glory days of yesterday. Right, yesteryear, so. When we all were friends. Mike, remember that? We were all laughing. Ben, do you remember that?
No, fuck him.
Okay, at some point it went sour. And then since then, Mike's probably acted a little bit out of what role he should have been playing. Because it is Barcelona. I think he has a point. As someone who's never had a job before, it's kind of weird to come to Barcelona.
No, he's had a job. He worked in an accountant. It's insane that he thinks that like this is how you work in a work environment.
This isn't a normal working environment.
Okay, listen.
It is a normal work environment when you're not a content person and when you're working behind the scenes and you have a superior and you have work to get done, and when you're not even fully hired, you're trying to get a job.
So listen. Buddha's pushing you, okay? We're here to squash this because listen, we'll do one beef episode, but then no one wants the listeners who shall not be named aren't entertained by this. They're saddened. They're crying.
Unless you guys are, in which case, tweet us in and let us know.
I didn't want to do this.
The people who usually go in the cars and they listen to this and they close their eyes during the close your eyes if you're driving segment, those people are crying in their eyes. There's tears,
and they're not even getting to hear the music news about the Missouri woman who turned 109. U2, Ed Sheeran getting sued. And Marvin Gaye.
I didn't want to do this episode for the record. I said let's do the news.
We owe it to ourselves because this is a waste of time right now at this point.
Tex is jumping out of his seat.
All right. The amount of vanity in this room right now needs to be extinct. Everybody needs to grow a little bit fucking tougher skin. You know what? Shit's not always going to work out your way in life. You deal with it. Do you grovel in disappointment and call your mom? What the
Moms
fuck?
Moms are valuable assets.
Your speech is...
That was a bad... Start
speech is
motivating. Shaking your head up and down when I ask a question. Oh. But anyways.
Mike is nodding saying he is crying to his mom.
You got to fucking battle through it. You know what? Nobody in here is too important. All right? You guys, you think you're God's gift to the fucking world? Quit that. You ain't shit. All right? You can either be a team player. You know what? Swallow your pride. Make amends. And that is the only way you'll be like worth a damn. Because right now, you're not. We have to make people want.
The reason I'm moving the mic away is because you're yelling into it, so we got to put it further away.
Mike, if you want to join part of my take, you have to do something that is so goddamn profound that it catches their eye. You know, Plato said, love is admiration. We're not trying to find people that are the same as us. We unconsciously find what others lack in ourselves to be beautiful. All right?
Oh, damn. That was sick.
Talk so, shit, Tex.
Just fucking make this work. We
for
should
the record,
be on the
moon. I offered Big Cat $50 to take Mike the bike, and he wouldn't take him, so I don't think he's going anywhere.
Seems like that was a step in the wrong direction.
You know what? Why are you pipping him out? We're on the same team. You're being like a 150 hitter demanding
I was offering Mike for money, and then he wouldn't give me money for Mike, so I offered him money to take Mike.
Great, man. You're really helping out the fucking team here.
I thought it was a big improvement for us.
And also, just for the record, for listeners who shall not be named, producer Ben, you don't make those calls.
We make those calls as a team. Written up the contract.
We would always ask the listeners who shall not be named first and foremost.
Dude, you have to have the mentality that you will do anything for anybody in this room. That's the only way this is going to work. That's how a team works, you know? There is no successful team that has had turmoil in it that is so public. You can either, and it is public now, so either get over it, and maybe I was wrong. And you too, maybe I was wrong.
I mean, Tex told us that he would go hug Big Cat as an example, if that would make it easier for everybody, just so he could say, you know what, I could swallow my pride, let's all swallow our pride, and just say, we're going to work together and make the show as good as possible, and we're going to put aside any ill will that we have towards our fellow man.
Because listen, if this is the first time that someone clicked on Young and Happy, this is probably not what they're expecting.
Exactly. I would go hug him, but you know what, he pushes me too far too. You know, and I get pissed because sometimes I just quit making fun of me, you know? But you know what? I get over it, dude. I just fucking get over it.
You love Big Cat.
And you love Mike. Deep down, you do. The same love that you used to have for him, the same excitement that you had when you first hired him.
He wouldn't be making
you
just mad if you
didn't
love
him. Mike went on the radio today and said he hates me. That's a fact. There's record.
I think that you love Mike and that
Contempt is breeding contempt. One of you hates the other, and then it makes the other one hate you, and then you're firing back hate back and forth. And y'all need to fall back in love. Can we have some love music?
No.
I'm honestly not doing anything.
But when he says, like, I feel like I have been doing this much, you don't fucking say that. How were you raised? You do not say that to your superior. I don't care if you disagree with them on every single level. You say, yes, sir, I'll do better next time. Because, hell, Caleb could have reamed your ass right there, and he'd be all right to do so. But you know what? As soon as you do something good, he's going to be the first one to tell you how good you did. All right? So it's tough love, but it's because they love you.
And we want Sid to do good. So, Tex, thank you. Listen, can we move? Do you think we're ready to move on? Like, do you think that we are ready to... you out, Tex?
Yeah, I had to leave at 6.
Okay, go ahead. Tex is out. No, he did a good job.
Tex, thanks,
and
sir.
He's a valuable asset. I'm glad we signed him.
So from my point of view, nothing has sunk in with either one of you so far. Mike's shaking his head. No, nothing has sunk in with him.
I mean, I feel like he's coming off really wrong.
Well, that's the beauty of the podcast is that...
Explain yourself, Mike.
You think you're not doing anything
wrong? Yeah, I'll admit to my mistakes. Like, when I put my leg up, I admit I was wrong. When I told him, like, 10 minutes, give me 10 minutes on the weekend, I was wrong for that. I'll admit all that.
Wait, 10 minutes before he'd get out of my chair, he said he won't get out of my desk to wait 10 minutes because he had to finish his computer game.
Yeah, but I admit that was wrong. But, okay. Like, I've been getting shit on. It's not like I'm not doing...
We know.
Not shit on.
We know.
Asked to work hard.
Like, I'll bring an example. Like, I was... When Rome was playing video games, the Twitch stream, all I did was, like, typed in, let's go to Rome. He comes in. He does his dictator shtick.
What's a dictator shtick? Telling you to finish your work.
Yeah. I mean...
Rome was playing a live video game in the office on Twitch. This is, like... 10, 11 in the morning, like we're supposed to be working on our promos, supposed to have that up for the episode. And Clem is like, oh, look, we have a comment on here from Mike the Bike. He says, let's go. So that means Mike the Bike was watching Roan play a computer game on his internet browser that's happening 2 feet away from him because he wants to comment and wants to be like in the discussion.
Okay, so that sounds petty to me.
Should have worked to
do. On the petty police, I'm going to say... That's pretty petty.
Petty that you should be getting work done?
He's like, watching I literally a computer watched game it for like 2 minutes and I went back
Listen,
to like,
no, yeah. No one's perfect as far as working all the time. I'll be the first one to say.
This is crazy.
You know? There are things to actually be mad about people, and then there's things that it's like you just want to be mad so you get mad.
And then like, okay, and I'll admit, I'll take
here. Is this towards a squash or is this towards a making this
I'm
work?
Just showing my point. Like, I take breaks here and there. I don't think anyone's locked on 24/7 working.
I am.
Okay, you are probably.
I am too.
Okay.
And Bronis.
Okay, but
I'm just kidding.
The thing is that like
I'm not kidding.
I actually like work till like 1 a.m. sometimes. Like Ben will tell me to do something. I'm up working 1 a.m. Like I don't think there's like a set hour. Like I'm still getting my job.
I think Ben hopes Ben.
I'm up till 5 a.m.
Yeah, like I said, I've said it multiple times. Like you. Have great work ethic and like
and
I feel like
I want,
that workload
I,
is like stressing
I want someone
them.
Under me who has the same work ethic as I do. If I'm up till 5 a.m. waking up at 9, then I want someone who's at least close to that.
So Ben has crazy hours. He got a big workload and I can see how it would make him mad when it's he has someone that's supposed to be his help, like you're trying to learn from him. But then, you know, he feels like you're not even putting in the hours while you're here. Whether that's the case or it's not the case, that's how he perceived it. So, working towards the end of this episode, which will conclude with an official squash, an official stamp of approval by Ron and I, and you. You have to see that going forward, this is the team. Whether we like it or not, these are the guys. These are the guys we have to put on the court. We're in the playoffs. We're trying to win the game that matters, okay? So we can either be a really bad team and lose and maybe not even get to the playoffs, or we can work together and we can figure it out.
And take accountability, and we can all say, I can do better. I know I can do better, for sure. I can do better.
I mean.
Do you want Ron and I to go through and do some of our weaknesses?
No, I mean.
My weaknesses, like, I like to work too hard.
I don't think I... I feel like this is going to be like a continued problem. Like,
okay,
that's why we're trying to squash
this. This is why we're squashing it on the episode today. And listen, this is the thing. And when Ben said you're fired, you weren't fired. You know,
I never said he was fired. I said he's not hired. Those are my words. Okay, I said he's not hired.
Mike the bike. At the end of the day, some of the problems that I think Ben has with you are surfacing now in the fact of you have to know that you're an intern, okay? And we need you to do stuff, and you need to be a part of the team, but your role is not necessarily going to be a position of having a ton of power over what you're required to do. And we're not going to ask you. Listen, his work schedule is crazy, dude. I would never ask you to do anything like that on a past. I don't talk to you when it's not work hours, okay? But when it is work hours and we ask you to do something, it's never too crazy. I don't think Ron or I have ever asked you to do something that we don't think is reasonable and that you can't accomplish. So when we ask you to do something, let's do that, okay? So I'm asking you now to move forward from this today in a manner that's going to help Young and Happy be the best, which is being nice to Ben. And here's the other part of it. And you don't have to be best friends with him, but you guys are going to have to coexist, okay? And here's the second part. Ben didn't have authority to say you're fired or you're not hired. I can promise you this, though. And this is not just Barstool Sports. This is any job you're ever going to get. You have a less chance of being employed after internship if you can't work and coexist with people you don't like. And every person has to deal with people they don't like. And so you're going to prove that you have that asset going forward for the rest of the summer for internship. And then you have shown yourself to put the team bigger than yourself. And you'll have a great chance because you're very talented and people like you. You'll have a great chance to get a job here. Okay? And if you can't do that, then you won't. You just won't, dude. I mean, I hate to say that. I know that you, but that's just the real world.
I still need both of y'all to say that you can do better. Like, both of you, not even talking about the other person, just like take accountability. Like, there is accountability to be had. And if we can't take accountability, I don't believe in our ability to succeed as a podcast, honestly.
I feel like I've been the only one taking accountability so far.
Of who? Well, that's what I mean. You're saying he's not taking accountability, and you're making it about somebody else. It's just like, no, just simple as like, I can do better.
I'll say if I push someone to work too hard that can't handle working that hard, I'm sorry for that.
You tried to make me write standards. Who the fuck does that?
I think you're taking that too seriously. I think you're
being kidding.
And then the thing is that, like, YP overheard him. Like, oh, he's going to be on stool scenes now. Oh, he's not going to get fired. Like, he legitimately wants me fired.
Yeah, he does, Mike. Yeah. But listen, it's not his call.
I don't want you hired.
And guess what? That's not his call either.
And that's actually, like, I know it's not his call, but, like, he's probably going to be the one phasing me out of stuff. Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. You
I felt like I've been phased out the past few weeks, though.
Phased out?
A few days. Not in the podcast room, like, just not.
You're not.
You're on,
you're
it right
not
now,
on the
though.
Show. You're here to do graphics and animations. You don't need to be in the podcast.
But he has a good point. You're not, listen, you're not being phased out. I promise, dude. I promise. We brought you in here.
Still July.
You got a long time left, and we brought you in here to do things off the show. And sometimes it's like, yo, Mike the Bike, you're one of the best rappers that there is. Okay?
I know, and you guys told me.
But that's not why you're here. And we can do without Mike the Bike, the rapper. Some people can't. I personally probably, I can't do without it. Like, I'm probably going to have it for the rest of my life. But, like, Barstool is going to continue to live on. But what Young Happy needs, though, is, bro, we need these Instagrams. We need these promos. When no one else can do that. I don't have time to sit around and go through Reddit. Ron doesn't have time to go through Reddit. Ben definitely doesn't have time. That's what we need you to do. Dude, no one understands the dark web. You have the dark web browser. You're the internet whisperer. You know things that are going to be on www before they even happen. But that's what we need you for, okay? And you can't come and be mad at us if we ask you to do these things. You can't be mad at Ben if he pushes you.
I've never got mad about.
You seem mad.
No, the thing I'm mad is that, like, you know, you keep telling me that, oh, I wasn't brought here to do content. But, like, you, and then I just did it, and then, like, people seem to like it. So I feel like, you know, and then now you're telling me, oh, now you're not a content person. But I feel like I could grow into a content person.
Okay, well, you didn't come, like, you didn't come here to under the, like, that's not why you're our intern.
Yeah.
And we do need you to fulfill your intern obligations before you become a content person. If you want to become a content person, you're a star, cool, but that's not your actual role.
No, not on our watch. That's not during your internship. Yeah. That's August 24th when that ends.
Yeah,
you can
I know that.
Do whatever you want to do.
No, but like I said, that wasn't the role, but then you guys forced that upon me. Did you guys, like, I didn't come out and
listen,
say.
Listen, the things that we're trying to do on Young and Happy, and this is it, I don't really
need
to.
And now
you're
just backfiring that. It's like, kind of like, it's just.
It's doing, if there's something that's like, all right, we want you to perform this rap in this video, we'll write you a rap, do this rap, and then it's that. It's not, we're not saying after that, go run around and, like, try to think of more rap beefs. If we think of one that we're going to put you in, and it's that. It's not like. Like, you're in our way, an instrument for us. Like, you're here.
I was
to
trying to, when we wrote that shit, I was just trying to, like, pump your shit up and be like, yo, this guy's our intern. This is our guy. Like, be on the front line as a way to, like, motivate you and be like, yo, like, let me fucking crush it for these guys. Like, they believe in me to put me on camera. Like, let me show that. Like, they went the extra mile to put me in this. Like, let me go the extra mile for them. Like, I'm trying to. By instill as much confidence and fucking make you feel like you can just crush any job. Like, that's my goal with you, is to build you up into everything. But even, like, you talk about people who you aspire to be in here, like, you want to have a role like Hank or something like that. Hank tirelessly works behind the scenes as much as he gets to shine on the camera, and 10 times more behind the scenes. And I know that, like, you definitely didn't sign up to be up till 5 o'clock in the morning every morning, but, like, going the extra mile is what yeah, I mean,
that's how you separate yourself. And listen, when Ron says that's what he wants from you, when I look at you, I mean as a person, it's completely different. As a person, you're a great guy, and I have no reason but to like you. But when I think of you as the young and happy intern, I was like, okay, this is why I like him, because his ultimate goal is he loves Barstool, he's super talented, and he wants to work at Barstool and be a full-time guy. This is what we're going to do. We're going to bring him into Young and Happy, and we're going to push him, and we're going to see how he can help us and if he's a valuable asset, and if he's, at the end of the day, does a really, really good job, we can help him achieve his goal of working for Barstool full-time. Because, listen, we have. We've done it in the past. We've had other interns come in, and we've pushed them to do great things. Yo, you know how many things we asked Glennie Balls to do? He was an on-camera guy, but you know how many things? I had him meet me at 12 o'clock one night to eat freaking a diner in Times Square, and we made a video that never even came out. So he was willing, more than willing, to get in anything. Rhea, more than willing to get in anything. If it was part of my take was asking them to do something while I was gone on tour, or anything that I asked them, if I need them on my podcast, if they gave me a call, they did a ton of stuff. And at the end of the day, it was good for them. Robbie Fox, another good example. We've had a lot of interns who have done it.
Tex,
another great example. Hank, a great example. So, do you think Hank was producing part of my take as an intern? I feel like we have to figure out what it is going forward. If you guys want to never talk to each other, whatever. Why are we being babies?
This is very baby. We're all acting like
being too young and happy. Like, it's too young.
Yeah, we're like toddlers who can't control their emotions right now. It's like a baby who just cries all the time, or like hot chicks. Like, we're like, give, like, the amount of attention that, like, I'll tell you what, no intern ever has gotten as much attention as you have, Mike, for better or for worse. Like, you definitely have earned a lot of energy, but it's like we have to harness our energy. Like, it's entertaining to, like, chat back and forth, but, like, I'm not trying to be like Real Housewives. Like, I'm trying to make something that's funny. Like, I'm not trying to have our entertainment value be our cattiness. Like, and that is where we are right now,
that's where
the
we're
lowest
living.
Rung of entertainment.
Right. So, like, all I'm saying is,
I still need the "I can do better." Just a plain old one sentence "I can do better" from Mike and Ben. I just need it.
I said I'm good. I said I can do better, not pushing him too hard if he can't handle it.
Yeah, but that's still backhand. It doesn't even matter about that. Just like, I can.
What else?
Just like, but you can say,
what else
you can,
is it?
You can mean all that shit, but just say, "I can do better." Like, it doesn't have to take
right.
him down.
I said what I said. I can do better.
Thank you, Mike.
I can do better.
Thank you.
I can do better as well.
I can do better as well. I'm committed to this. I'm committed to you guys both. And I will do anything, as well as throw myself in the middle of y'all's fire to catch whatever shrapnel is coming to protect the other one. because if you guys can't coexist, that's fine. But I no longer will stand for it to affect everything else because my productivity is going down.
I think at this point almost over 3 hours talking about Mike the Bike and producer Buddha Ben, both of our behind the scenes guys. So let's make Young and Happy huge. Let's all realize that no one's perfect, ourselves and others included. Let's try to be sympathetic with other people's, what they got going on, and let's focus on what we can do while we're at work that's going to help Young Happy. And then
we got to do a team build too.
I think Tex is right. I mean, there's something to be said for going through something that's hard together. And maybe that means Young and Happy guys are going to have to go on an Indian run. We're going to have to go on an Indian run. Which is that racist nowadays?
No.
It's allowed?
It's like India from the country.
I love those types of Indians.
All right.
And the food.
Mike's still shaking his head.
That's a strong shake.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a Shake Shack.
You don't feel like it got any better?
I honestly don't. So, like, I feel like he's still, like, his main goal is to get me fired.
Okay, listen. I'm trying to tell you. I don't know if you listen to me or if you trust me or you just...
It's just bad vibes.
I agree with you. That's why we're trying to crush... That's why today is a squash show.
I've done nothing to try to get him fired. Tell me one thing I've done to try to get you fired.
I mean, I feel tell like me. You can influence people.
Caleb just said I don't have any say on that. All I've done is put work in front of you and ask you to do it. I've done nothing to try to get you fired.
And listen, if you do the work...
And what I said on the record was I don't think you'll get hired. I don't have any... I can't fire you, but if someone asked me, do I think he deserves to get hired, I would give him an honest answer. And if you prove me wrong, you prove me wrong.
The good news going forward is you got five weeks, and Bruce Bear's going to give you another shot. He's going
to
give you another shot.
I have plenty of work for you to do, and you can do it, and you can do it with a smile, and you can do it cooperatively like I would expect any intern to do. Like shout out David Baylor, my intern in the fall who helped me out. Great guy. Or you can do it like with an answer like when I said, can you get this done over the weekend, and you said, I'll try. And you kept saying, I'll try.
Yeah, what's wrong with that answer, I'll try.
But you said it with a snark like, okay, I'll try.
That's my personality. Like,
or you then be genuine. You say, all right, I don't know if I'll have enough time. I'll try, though. Like you say, okay, I'll try. All right. And I'm like, what does that mean? Okay, I'll try.
I mean, am I supposed to even work on the weekends?
Like I said, if you want to bust your ass and improve, and there's another intern who just got hired full time, and he proved himself. Like I came in here on the weekend and I said to you, I was very honest with you. I said, Mike, people are tweeting pictures of you in the office on the weekend, and all of them are like, he's playing computer games. I was like, what do you think the perspective would be if they came in on the weekend and saw you working and hustling? You'd probably be hired. They'd be like, wow, this kid works all weekend, not this kid comes in the office and plays a computer game.
Right, it's just like the nature of the beast. Think about like NFL football. I know you're an NFL fan. They have optional workouts, right? They're not optional. You can not really not go to them, but you know what you look like? You look like you're not trying, or you look kind of like a douchebag. So,
or like you don't care about the team.
Like you don't care about the team. So think about it like that. No one has to work outside of this. No one has to work outside of their hours, and that's fine and dandy. And you don't, and you still don't. But if you want to separate yourself, and whether it's here or whether you go on and you work in another industry, whatever it is, that's never going to change. You can always do more. You've never done enough. And there's a difference between feeling like I'm not doing well because I've never done enough, but in knowing just there's always more to accomplish. I can always do better. I could push myself a little bit harder. And that's what's going to separate you from these other guys. And that's how you're going to get the full-time job, which you said was your dream when you came here. If you came here and you said, yo, my dream is to be on as a personality, or if my dream is to be a freaking whatever it was, we would have either not brought you in because we didn't think we could help you accomplish it, or we would have pushed you to accomplish it. And you said your dream was to get hired full-time. We're all still very open to getting you hired full-time, and we're going to work from now on after this show is done. Producer Ben is going to do what he can to get you hired full-time if that's still your dream. I'm going to do what I can, and Ron's going to do what he can. You cool with that? Yeah, because I think... As much as producer Ben, I think, feels like mad, I think I know him well enough that he will be like, all right, I'll give this guy another shot. and I know Ron and I are still totally down and give you the complete shot you deserve. And then that's you'll prove yourself, and this will go down as a legendary podcast of a turn of the tables, a turn of the tides, a turn of the circumstances.
But our house needs to be in order.
What do you think? Everybody on the same page?
Mike's folding his arms.
I mean, you guys, Ben acts like, I swear, he does, I don't work on the weekends. I do put in work on the weekends.
Listen, we know what you do. Producer Ben knows what you do. Just moving forward, because we're not going to, if we continue to talk about the past, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a 2.5 hour Pat McAfee length podcast, except we don't have any of the cool guests he has. Okay? So.
We're mixtape without any of the Jimmy Buffett talk.
It's gonna be just a normal episode of mixtape in off season. So we want to talk about the future and how we can go, because dude, this is a music podcast. We haven't even talked about music yet, right? And we're not going to today, but we're gonna get back on that train and we're gonna build this and we're gonna build the music branch of Barstool, and that's gonna be us. And they're gonna talk about we're the guys who did it when it's all said and done. But until that point, we got to move forward. And that goes for Mike the Pipe. That goes for Roan. That goes for myself. And that goes for Ben. Everybody. I'm not going to bring this up one more time after this comes out. I might not even engage with the Twitter followers who tweet about it. I probably will. But that's because I want them to listen to the next episode.
You got to want it. You got to want it, though, Mike.
Would you say, how am I doing right now?
We already talked about that. You just have to want it going forward, bro. You have to think about you're thinking about like how have I done, and I'm talking about like how you're going to be, and like you got to just adopt the mentality now. Just be like, yo, I'm gonna fucking own this shit, and if they're telling me they're gonna give me their chance, then I'm gonna fucking take their word for it. And if they don't, then I come back to them and I shove it in their face and say, y'all said that y'all were gonna give me a chance, and you guys didn't give me a chance. I'm saying I'm going to give you a chance. Take us at our word that we're going to give you a chance and say that you're going to fucking take the chance and be like, yo, let's crush this shit together. Let's do this shit together. I'm with you, bro. Let's do this shit together. Ben is with you. I got this, bro.
I am too. I think I can promise you that right now your chance of being hired full time at the end of this opportunity is not only open, but is also something that we will help you get to. If you can move on, and we can move on together as a team, and you can help Ben, you can help Ron and I, if you help grow this podcast, I promise you, you have my word. But the other side of it is, if you don't, it's probably not going to happen. So, I want the former, not the latter. All right, so that was episode Young and Happy.
The most macabre episode of a new podcast ever.
We're real people, and we have a real team, and we're trying to build something really special, and we appreciate it if you got to this point. I don't know how this is going to sound, but it's going to be the episode, and it's going to come out how it comes out. So we appreciate you listening, and we're going to be back on the music grind tomorrow.
We have Duke Iheanacho coming in tomorrow. We have a special guest that's going to be sitting in. Giant safety Duke Iheanacho is going to be...
Just for a regular Happy Burst, right?
He's going to be sitting in on a Happy Burst for us. So we're going to be doing music news. You can expect a video with him. And tomorrow is a brand new day, fellas, and it will be better than today.
And once this comes out...
Oh, that's already.
It's already going to be tomorrow because we're recording this the day before, so it's a new day.
So if you're listening, the beef is squashed?
If they're listening to this now, the beef is officially squashed. Confirmed? Can we get a verbal confirmation? This is like sitting
yes.
In the emergency exit row. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, cool.
All right. That was Young and Happy, guys.
You blow.